This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, welcome. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us today is Dominic Ameta, and he's founder and principal at DPA here in my own hometown, Boston. And Dom, I wanted you on today because as a young entrepreneur, someone who has created quite a name for yourself in the Boston arena when it comes to public relations and media placement and events. You do so many things. Tell us a little bit about this cannabis profile that's happening in the state, in our state in Massachusetts. And where do you as a PR firm fit?
Absolutely. Well, first I want to thank you for having me on to the show today, Frankie. It's an exciting time for the cannabis industry here in Massachusetts. It's an exciting time just to watch the birth of a new industry, come up, period. You know, over the years, you see the emergence of, you know, all sorts of industries, technology, app-based technologies, even fantasy sports gambling, and now with cannabis, like any other industry entering the market, there's a lot of pros, and unfortunately there are a few cons that come along with it. But with this, it's an exciting time to watch a state that has always embraced medicinal cannabis dispensaries to see now that transition into recreational. It's exciting to watch, and not only watch, but to also keep an eye on all the media outlets and how they're covering the industry and how they're dedicating, you know, their own business reporters or their own segments to the industry. And that's only going to thrive, from here on out, especially with this week, tomorrow, actually, the first two recreational dispensaries opening up for the very first time. So it'll be exciting to see even more media outlets cover the industry as they've been doing so far. With regards to our stance on it and how we're ready to hopefully work with any cannabis related companies in the near future. Like a handful of our other clients that span a bunch of different industries, we're preparing ourselves by making sure that we're, reading every article, reading every profile that's being done, and, listening to any TV news segments or radio stations that are dedicating themselves to covering the industry. We're just, developing relationships. Thankfully, we have existing relationships with some of them already, just to, poise ourselves to be ready to handle any PR, marketing, communications objectives that they have, throughout 2019. So, yeah, we're all for working with anybody that, that makes sense for us to work with.
Do you think that there is any downside to your existing clientele that would be opposed to your taking on a cannabis client?
No, I don't. Especially with, with the state making it legal and cities and towns embracing these shops because they know that it's good for their town because of tax benefits or, making cannabis easier to obtain for those who really need it, not making them jump through hoops and circles. The process that was instilled before with, trying to get it through a medical facility. I know that out of our current client roster, we know that there are a handful of people who recreationally smoke cannabis now and are excited about the new laws that are making it easier for them. And there's probably a couple that may not partake in it and may not be looking forward to the industry, but it's definitely not going to affect our business relationships with them when and if we have an opportunity to be representing somebody in the cannabis space.
As we are watching our own state, and I wanted Dom on because we both are Bostonians and have watched this take place over 6 years now. We are just late to the game when it comes to medical marijuana shops opening up. and two recreational, only two right now, and they're far away from the main part of the city, will be opening. And I just find it so amazing that we look at the revenue that this has the potential. We look at an industry that is exploding. Do you think that in a few years we will have to wait even longer? Do you think that we will finally reap the benefits, no pun intended, but get the benefits of this medicinal plant, and we will start to see the economic changes it will hold in our state?
I believe so. And I know the state did a great job of working with cities and towns to ensure that they're getting certain tax breaks and a certain percentage of sales going back to the cities and towns that are allowing them to operate. And I actually used to work with Jim Borgesani, who was at the forefront of getting these laws passed and ensuring that when and if it did come to town, that it came to town the right way through city and town approval and, you know, all the other steps necessary to again benefit the towns and cities that allow them to operate. I think it's only a matter of time. I know you had said, you know, hopefully in a few years, but I can honestly see at the end of year one, especially with the two that just got recently passed, the one in Leicester and the one in Northampton. I feel that it's going to be instantaneous. I think it's only a short matter of time before the cities and towns start receiving the tax money that they're getting from those sales, and those cities and towns probably have, you know, great plans as to what to do with the dollars that are being contributed back to them. And I think, you know, even those that might have been on the fence as to having a recreational dispensary come to their town, I think it's only a matter of time before they realize that this is a great thing for their respective area.
Are you concerned about the driving problems and some of the laws that people are not going to obey?
I'm not personally, but out of the gripes that you do hear from people who say as to why this may not be a good idea for their city or town, that's probably the one that I do actually agree that could become an issue. You know, again, because it's recreational and anybody over the age of 21 can go and purchase cannabis, it could potentially lead to smoking cannabis or in whatever fashion that they plan on using any of the products and then getting behind the wheel. I could say that might be the only issue, but one can only hope that, you know, anybody who is entering a cannabis dispensary is a responsible adult. And similar to other laws where, you know, you hopefully that they're consuming it in the privacy of their own home and they're responsible enough to not get on the road. But again, that's up to the individual. But that is the one instance where I could see that people might be concerned why cannabis shops are going to be popping up in their town.
Yes, yes. There is a shop that's getting ready to open in our neighborhood, and I'm just curious. I'm not sure if they're going to be selling. At this point, they're not going to be selling cannabis, but they're selling some of the paraphernalia, and I think it will be a smoke shop. It's on Salem Street in the historic north end of Boston, which is where Dom his office is located and where I live. And so it's going to be interesting to see how our own neighborhood, filled with millennials, as you know, and such a diverse group that live here, how they're going to handle it.
It really is. And I don't know if you saw the Boston Herald today, but there was actually a story about a similar situation in another neighborhood of Boston, South Boston, where a smoke shop just popped up and they unraveled a banner that said King Smoke Shop, ready and open for business, that will be selling the same types of products that the place that you're talking about on Salem Street. And much to the dismay and disapproval from people living in that part of town that, you know, weren't happy just to see this thing pop up. So, you know, a historic neighborhood like the North End here, it's going to be interesting, especially for those
yes.
who are, you know, second generation, third generation. It'll be interesting to see how they accept it too.
And for those of you that know Whitey Bulger, the gangster and the The man that just died and was murdered in prison, that was his neighborhood that Dom is talking about. So that was his stomping ground. So it should be interesting, Dom.
It should be. But, you know, it's an exciting time. Anytime a new industry pops up, it's always exciting, especially for those on the ground, you know, behind the scenes, and, you know, excited for them as they continue their entrepreneurial journey.
I absolutely love that you're doing, that you're open to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think that at this point, we need to wrap up. Give us the website of how people can find out more about the work you're doing. An exciting young entrepreneur that's bringing energy. And I love your openness. I love your ability to want to go with the flow and understand that this is imminent and this is happening. So congratulations for that.
Thank you. For anybody in the industry and in the space that is interested in PR and marketing and strategic alliances and digital influencer campaigns with regards to their blossoming business, they can visit www.dpacommunications.com.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex Concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, everybody. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations, is back with us, and we always love having Mark with us, hemppublicrelations.com. Before we get into the business piece of what we're talking about today, and there's so many topics that we have and fun things that we always one of the things that we do is we talk about the latest stories in business and fun things that are happening in the industry. But I want to talk about something rather serious for the first moment, if we could, Mark.
Absolutely.
You have been embracing this industry because of your own personal situation, and I know you don't like to talk too much about it, but
talk to you about it.
Yeah, I would love it if you could share with our audience a little bit about what's going on with your life, your physical limitations, or not limitations, because of cannabis that has given you an opportunity to deal with something that most people probably are not aware of. Because when you hear of Tourette's syndrome, you think of tics and you think of repeating and speaking out and all of those things.
Whatever else, right.
Right. And I was shocked when you shared with me that you had Tourette's, and I was absolutely shocked. So tell us the role that cannabis has played in your life.
You know what? Cannabis, marijuana, THC, all of the above, has definitely made a positive impact on my life. Unfortunately, I do live in New York, reside in New York, and it is illegal or decriminalized in New York. So I buy it through the maybe some inappropriate channels, if you will. But overall, it's really helped me from a day-to-day functioning. And, a lot of people with Tourette's, they usually have more tics when they're stressed out, when they can't stay still, whatever it may be. And the marijuana, the cannabis, whatever you want to call it, really helps out with the day-to-day moving along.
When did you realize this was the answer for you? When did you realize this could really help you?
You know what? I actually started doing it, funny enough, before that. But, I really thought it was helping me when I was stressed out. I saw less stress when I started to utilize it. When I was just having a bad day or whatever it might be, or moody, I utilized it, and all of that really just went away. And when that stuff goes away, when stress goes away, a lot of these tics go away, too. So it really, really helped out in that respect.
Oh, I'm so glad that you shared with us, because you're a very busy family man. Your family is extremely important to you. I love the postings on Facebook, your kids, your wife. You really are very devoted, involved in school and all the activities that you have to do as a parent today.
Yep.
You run a very busy PR firm.
Right.
Extremely busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're able to function, make a living, and do what you have to do for your family and your life. And I just want people to hear the other side of how medicinal this product is.
This is a tremendous, tremendous product. THC or even CBD. A buddy of mine who will rename it nameless just got diagnosed with Crohn's and colitis.
Yes.
And he's been, he's never had any THC marijuana-based product ever in his life. He's 44 years old. He tried vaping THC. That worked a little bit for him. He tried some hemp products. Worked a little bit for him. But he just tried a CBD product, and that's 100% working for him. And, I only recommended CBD to him because of all the information I heard on your show, Frankie.
That's really wonderful. Thank you for
and
that.
And now,
yes.
Because of your show and because of CBD being legal here in the States, he could feel better and he could resume his life on a day-to-day basis.
I don't think I could do my life right now, Mark, without
the
CBD.
This guy has a major, major job in New York City.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I couldn't do my life right now if it weren't for CBD, for the cannabidiol. I'm dealing with a very stressful situation where I'm getting phone calls in the middle of the night. A friend of mine is dying, and I run to where he lives and help him, and I'm his sole caretaker. And I am there every single day, at least once, if not twice a day, preparing foods and doing my full-time job and then taking care of him. And his needs are very extensive. He is a very needy person right now. And sits there and thinks about...
CBD is really helping people all over the world, all over the country, and just, you know, introducing it on a weekly basis to all your listeners, I think is tremendous, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and you're really helping out a lot of people, more people than you probably
even
know.
I hope so, because for me, I'm not reacting. It's almost as though I have Teflon on me, because this friend can be caustic, and he's a curmudgeon, so I am able to handle this. If it were not for my few pumps of CBD oil, and I don't do a lot, I only need a few pumps of the CBD oil, but it really changes. It's a game changer for me. And when I'm pardon?
I'm sorry to cut you off. A friend of mine gets constant migraines, and she's been rubbing CBD oil on her forehead, and it's been going away.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Match. And it's affecting so many people in my life, and they're utilizing CBD or even THC a little bit, and it's changing people's lives. And that's why this all just needs to become legalized and help everybody out all around the world.
I hope it does, Mark. I really do. I still believe that I am concerned about young kids that are smoking pot to get high. That concerns me. I don't think pot is a gateway drug, but I think there are some kids that will use it as a jumping board for more exciting things in their lives and are looking for more things, and it's just the catalyst. It's their addiction, and it would have been the drugs, it would have been the alcohol, it would have been a lot of different things.
I agree with you. Some people have addictive personalities, some do not, you know?
Right. And so that really concerns me a great deal. But I'm hoping that through education, and I love the initiative that Colorado started years ago, and that is creating an initiative for people to become educated.
Right.
And understand, and parents understanding and kids understanding what exactly we're talking about. The brain is really not developed until we're 21 to 25 years of age. That's why kids make silly mistakes and their driving isn't as good as it could be. It's because the brain isn't fully, they're not fully thinking. There's a piece of their brain that's not fully developed yet. So it's important to get that, for that understanding of that brain. And I don't want to see any kid doing something that's not going to be appropriate for them. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the big stories. HempPublicRelations.com is Mark Oldman's company. He's a partner. And we will be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Education Odyssey.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Hi folks, it's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Mark Goldman is our guest. He's a partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. So, Mark, we love dishing and talking about some of the the stories that are making the news, and you have come up with a couple of really great stories. So what's going on 1 month after Canadian legislation came into effect? What's going on with the new legal cannabis in Canada? What's happening with that?
This is so interesting, and you know what? I'm shocked it's only this little, kind of a little tease there. So one-third of cannabis buyers are still using illegal dealers, according to this new poll that's out there.
Really?
So, which you know what? I do believe, because I actually know somebody who actually recently just passed away of ALS. He had a medical marijuana card. And he was buying all of his stuff illegally because the stuff on the street, quote unquote, is better than the stuff in the facilities.
Wow.
So, another person I know who's utilizing products, if you will. So anyway, a month after this legislation in Canada, which this new poll conducted, they're saying on Global News, saying one-third of all people are utilizing illegal dealers and whatever else to get their marijuana, their THC products.
All right, we'll have to watch and see how that unfolds.
Absolutely. I think it's extremely, extremely interesting, and I'm shocked that it's only one-third. So that's 33, you know, people out of every 100 people are going outside, not going to the these stores or whatever else you want to call them, and then the government's not picking up on the taxes, and, you know, everybody's not making the money they should be. So it's kind of really, really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I love this next story that you sent me about the couples offering cannabis weddings. What's the deal with this?
This is great. So, as you know, recreational use is now allowed in nine states, which means a projected $23 billion in the market by 2022. In California, upwards around $5 billion a year. This is huge. And now the wedding industry is seeing more than $70 billion annually in general. And there's some serious room for growth in this. So what they're doing is they're having weed wedding expos, and they're having weed wedding catalogs for brides and grooms. They're taking weed products, marijuana, various products, and incorporating them into weddings. And they're incorporating them into favors, just a whole bunch of fun stuff. Marijuana cakes instead of your traditional wedding cake, and hemp dresses, and just so many things they're utilizing for the weed industry, the marijuana and cannabis industries, and hemp industries into weddings. I think it's incredible. I think it's a great idea.
It's so interesting. Imagine going to a wedding where you go up to the bar and you say, instead of saying, can I have some champagne? Can I have a glass of wine? Can I have a drink?
Right.
Can you roll me something? Or are we passing the pipe around or whatever? But I think it's definitely going to be one fun wedding.
Absolutely. Can you imagine the dancing going on after this?
No, I cannot. It would definitely be fun. But the question becomes, the legalities, I just can't wrap my head around that. It's bad enough that people are out drinking and driving, which, you know, Mark, I have to tell you, I taught a course
right.
A lot of decades ago. One of my early jobs was an alcoholism counselor.
Wow.
And I taught a course for people that were caught driving under. And they had to go through this course that I taught, or they could not get their license back. And I didn't realize the seriousness back then. I was so young. I was a baby, honestly. I don't even know how I got to teach this course for the court systems. I was so young. But I have to say that this really it scares me. It scares me that people are drinking and smoking at the same time, because there's a dual effect that we don't really know what that's going to be yet.
Right.
And that part really, it kind of freaks me out. Unless it's at a resort where everybody goes there and there's no one driving, then go for it. You know, have fun and party all night.
Right. Absolutely.
But when there's driving really freaks me about this.
Absolutely. I was doing some more research about it, and they have the Cannabis Wedding Expo. These expos take, they're all over California, they're all over Vegas, kind of really interesting stuff. And you know how people use, flower centerpieces? They're now using marijuana flower centerpieces. Can you imagine?
So the centerpieces are the buds themselves.
And the leaves and that kind of thing. Or they're also utilizing, having jars on the table, either with pre-rolled marijuana joints or the buds from the various flowers, and they're giving them out. And then utilizing them as favors, as centerpieces. They're putting leaves on the dinner plate and so on. Just, it's a little crazy, but fun, I guess.
I mean... Why? I mean, if you're over 21, I guess, why not?
You know what? You ever hear the expression, I've now heard it all?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've now heard it all, Frankie.
Yeah. Mark, why do you think, by the way, this whole concept of partying, I mean, this wedding industry getting in on this, do you really think this is going to be a hit other than California and Vegas? Do you think there will be other states that will take to it?
As we know, California is super liberal, and they go along with a lot of things that the rest of the country does not go along with. However,
I think they
will. I think we're going to start seeing cannabis just like alcohol, and I cannot wait for the day.
I know you can't.
You know, they're doing cannabis receptions, centerpieces, special brownies for the bridal showers, and just on and on. I mean, this is definitely going to happen in Colorado. Hopefully it happens in Washington State and your hometown of Massachusetts as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to that in a minute. This is a very interesting topic. Medical marijuana or your gun, Mark?
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe this? What would you rather in your life? Would you rather medical marijuana, or would you rather a gun?
Why do I have to make a choice?
So federal laws prohibit medical marijuana users, medical marijuana users from possessing or buying firearms or ammunition, even if the state law allows the drug use. So you really got to think, which one would you rather in your life? I know which one I'd rather in my life. I'm afraid of guns, so I would love definitely marijuana, 100%.
Yeah. And this is happening in Missouri?
Absolutely. It's happening to Missourians, if you will, who supported the legalization of medical marijuana in the state. So are they going to go with medical marijuana, or are they going to go with firearms? This is according to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Really, really interesting. The law creates a serious dilemma for gun-carrying Minnesotans in need of medical marijuana. Do they choose to protect themselves, protection, or would they rather this for pain treatment? Voters' decision this month to amend the Missouri Constitution and legalize the drug for medical purposes did not change marijuana's illegal status under federal law, which actually happens in a lot of these states. Just super, super interesting. So you got to decide, guns or marijuana.
Unbelievable.
But you know what? They're definitely not safe together.
No. Would they say to someone in Missouri, don't go to the bar and have a drink and have a gun?
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of alcohol.
It is kind of silly, but I think it's the beginning, and people don't know how to react to all of these new laws and new things going on.
I don't think people realize alcohol is a drug, by the way.
Right.
FYI.
Absolutely.
Alcohol is a drug. If you need a drink to be social, guess what? That's not social drinking, number two. But you can die from withdrawal of alcohol if you have the DTs. You can die if your body doesn't get the alcohol. You can die from alcohol poisoning, which you have seen in the news, unfortunately, in so many frat boys parties that they've had alcohol poisoning by drinking too much, and that is an absolute truth. You can die from drinking too much alcohol, FYI. So you cannot die from smoking
too much pot. You just can't. So it's fascinating how we have this double standard in our country, and that's where the education comes to. Hey, we have to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Mark Goldman is our guest today at publicrelations.com. Stay tuned.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we were just talking with our good friend Dom here in Massachusetts, Mark Goldman. Welcome back, Mark Goldman.
Thank
from
you.
Hemp Public Relations. He's a partner there, and hemppublicrelations.com. And we were talking about what's happening in our own state. And I just want to, if you would indulge me in, for just a moment, Mark.
Yes.
6 years ago, six very long years ago, six and a half long years ago, Massachusetts voted to make medical marijuana legal. Now, people were shocked. They were blown away, and they were shocked. They were shocked and blown away because they didn't expect this. This was totally unexpected. They were thinking it would have taken two or three tries to get it passed. Never in the history did they ever think the first ballot would go through. And guess what? It went through in flying colors. Then there was the rush to get dispensaries, and there was a former congressman who scooped up four licenses, and they felt that there was some hanky-panky going on, and they started to investigate. And the next thing you know, the 40 licenses that were allowed in the state got knocked down, and they were taken away, and you don't get your application back, and it's tens of thousands of dollars to apply for an application. Tens of thousands of dollars, and you don't get your money back. Licenses were revoked, and it became a big mess. And then they said, well, we have to hire people to help us with this now because we need a cannabis control society. So we have to put a board together, and we have to have someone who's going to be the director, and we have to find funds for that. And there was no money in the budget. This has been going on 6 years. Four years ago, first on the ballot again, recreational cannabis. Again, most people thought it had no shot of passing. The commercials, the fight between pro recreational versus non, it was ugly. Guess what? It made it through again, first ballot in a state that very parochial, in a state that has a governor that's very conservative when it comes to cannabis, and a mayor, by the way, who is in recovery and doesn't understand cannabis and the medicinal benefits of it, because in his opinion it's a gateway drug and it will lead to more addiction. So that mentality, Mark, has really infused itself. And so 6 years later, we have, I think, 10, if that, dispensaries that have opened. 10, that's it. for medical marijuana. I don't even think we have 10. I think we're
up to... Have you been to any of them yet?
Yes. There have been... I don't have a card. They won't let me in. Because I don't... Right. I went as a member of the press because I thought it would be interesting for me to do a tour, and I couldn't get in.
Wow.
Couldn't get in. But I've been to the locations. They have guards in the front, two security guards in the parking lot, a guard in the front. The security is insane at these dispensaries. It's absolutely insane. And so now, as of this week, and Massachusetts has begun with two dispensaries that will now sell recreational cannabis.
Woohoo!
Caveat is that you must be 21 years of age and older, and you must not smoke publicly, and you must not drive.
Wow.
Those were
can't really do anything, huh?
Stop it. You cannot drive. But it took 6 years. We have 10 dispensaries throughout the entire state, if that, and two now recreational. And so the board that was formed has made all of these regulations and rules, and they have gone to town to really and truly make sure and safeguard that everything is done above board. And I think it's pretty fabulous that they've done this. They've taken the time to do it and to do it right. And they've learned from some of the mistakes from other states. And it has taken a very long time. I think now that it's happened, it will change things a little bit in the state.
In what respect?
Well, I think that people will be able to understand and not be so paranoid, because this committee is, this cannabis control committee is around and they're overseeing. So it's not helter-skelter. There's a lot that went into the rhyme and reason. And people that have been fighting for this cause for 20 years in the state, 20 years, normal in some of the groups, they are so thrilled, beyond thrilled, that this day is happening.
And you know what? One of the Boston Globe reports that one of the first people are set to be online to get some recreational marijuana and edibles and whatever else is an Iraq veteran. And as we know, a lot of our veterans in this country utilize marijuana for PTSD and traumatic brain injury and
yes,
chronic pain and whatever else. What do you think about that?
I think it's wonderful. I have had doctors, medical doctors and a lot of practitioners who have said that CBD and some THC really and truly help. We just had a brain doctor last week on the show, Dr. Mark Lewis, talk about MD, who specializes in concussions and has been doing studies and working with people with concussions from the NFL and from all over. And I think it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. We always love dishing and hanging with you, Mark Goldman. Always wonderful information. Thank you so much. HempPublicRelations.com. Thanks for being with us. Thank all of you. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and Educational Audio.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.